Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Hello, this is Sandra Ture, and I'm on my 16th interview today. We're here live at the Georgia Aquarium for the WIC Connect event, and I'm joined here with Tricia Stezzi.
Hello, so happy to be here.
Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am the CEO of a company called Significance, which is about unleashing the potential of people and brands to be a force for good.
Wow.
And WIT is obviously doing that every day with their work. I'm also the volunteer director for the WIT forums. Ooh. So I'm very involved with WIT and very much passionate about their work.
So tell me how you became affiliated with WIT.
Well, I just knew I wanted to plug in somewhere where I could make a difference helping female really in all stages of their careers to get involved with STEAM, because I know that we need to help each other out.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started volunteering, and I loved every minute of it and every single person I met. And so I'm passionate about bringing, teaching people to bring their own personal skills to opportunities.
Right.
So for me, I have a purpose-driven speakers bureau, so I wanted to be involved with, where are the speakers?
Yeah.
And so let me help bring some amazing speakers in. So with WIT Forum, we had Jasmine Crow of Gooder, and so she's using technology to feed the homeless instead of having food going into a dump. So solving two problems at once with technology as a female, just brilliant. So I love sharing ways that we can help people and inspiring other women to try to make their mark.
So amazing being here today and just hearing all these good stories about how these young girls are, you know, winning these scholarships and how WIT has just changed so much for them. How have you seen WIT just change the lives of young girls?
Well, I can say specifically for a few of the girls that participated in the Spark Garage competition recently, I heard their stories of just being so amazed by the access that they got to the actual real world of technology. So, like, the things they don't really teach you in college, the really, you know, being there and meeting people and getting the mentorship that you really need to succeed, I've seen that literally change their lives. Like, they're on a path, they're excelling, they're gaining confidence and building their network at just such a young age. Like, I think it's amazing. Everybody should have that kind of access.
Exactly.
I'm so proud of what WIT's doing.
And everyone keeps speaking about the mentorship program that's involved with WIT. And I think that's like a big thing, right?
Oh, yes. It's huge. And it's actually wonderful because as a professional, you want to help. You want to give back. So you feel good giving back.
Right.
And then obviously, you know, the younger people, the girls appreciate it and get that head start that they need, you know. And like I said, really learn like what you need to succeed and have like somebody holding your hand that knows. And so it's such a win-win because, again, we're looking, everybody wants to give back and feel like they're contributing to something greater.
Exactly.
So it's such a great way to get involved.
Don't you almost wish you had this organization around when you were in school and stuff
totally.
Like that? Yeah.
Yeah. It's like I said, I think it's the way of the future. Like, people no longer will just are satisfied with just going to work and coming home. They want to give back.
Right.
And so the more we do that, it just raises the water level for everybody.
Yeah.
So yeah, this is a great example.
And WIT is given that opportunity to give back, right?
Yeah. So opportunity to give back and really make a huge difference.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Tell me something that's unique about WIT.
You know what I love is that actually all the generations are together. And so when I'm at a WIT forum, I'm seeing students, I'm seeing senior level executives and everywhere in between.
Right.
And they're all interacting and learning. And even with such a wide span of an audience, everybody's learning something.
Right.
And so it's just it's a fabulous culture. And actually there's women and men there.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's important for men to support women as well as we, you know, move forward and into this, you know, next phase of being a professional. Like, men can be real heroes for women as well. So that's, I think, a real opportunity.
I spoke to two guys, actually, and they have a voice, and they're saying that there's this, it's a male-based field, and they feel like they have to have their voice be heard in order for that to change, in order for women to feel more comfortable in this field, right?
Right. Very good point, because it's a culture. Culture is so important, really, in any field, but especially if it's so male-dominated.
Yeah.
So they don't. Sometimes they don't know what they don't know. Mm-hmm. And so when you have men that are open to, like, kind of recognizing, like, okay, maybe we didn't realize we could do things differently.
Right.
It just kind of opens the floodgates for co-creating better solutions.
Oh, yeah.
And kind of creating a world where everybody can thrive together. Mm-hmm. So it's not like a zero-sum game. So women and men can both succeed at the same time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I love that you mentioned there's just so many different, you know, age levels when you go to these forums. And what I feel is there's not that sense of, like, hierarchy, and you feel like someone's, you know, above you and you're at the bottom. Everyone just seems to be at the same level, and you feel that vibe. In different places you go, you can almost feel that, okay, this person's at a higher level than me. You don't feel that here, and I love that.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's sort of the feeling of empathy that is everywhere in WIT, because people, they honestly want to help.
Yeah.
And so they're not here to one up somebody. They're here to be helpful in whatever way, or also learn. And so you can learn something from everybody you meet.
Exactly.
And actually, I've been advised, and I totally agree with this, that every older person should have a mentee.
Yes.
Not a mentor, a mentee that's like a millennial.
Mm-hmm.
So the older generations need to be learning from the younger generation.
Oh, yeah.
So it really goes both ways, and it's kind of an amazing energy.
Right. Well, thank you so much for coming to speak with us today.
Oh, I'm so happy to be here. I love WIT. Yeah. Everybody come get involved. Find a way.
Yes.
Thanks
for having me. This is Sanjay Ture here live at the Georgia Aquarium for the WIT Connect.